Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to be part of your day. About to have a great visit with our good friend Norm Brodsky. And the reason I know that is because he's been here before, and we always do. Norm is an entrepreneur extraordinaire and the founder of City Storage and many other startups. He's still doing it, folks. He's still starting up businesses. And I'll get him to tell us about that in just a little bit. He's the he's a contributor to Inc. magazine, and which most of you know about. He's the co-author of The Knack, How Street Smart Entrepreneurs Learn to Handle Whatever Comes Up. And he's our good friend, Norm Brodsky. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Good to have you back. And by the way, he's a senior contributing editor at Inc. magazine. Excuse me.
That just makes me older.
I know what you mean. Yeah, you know when you're either the senior guy or even emeritus. The next step is for you to be emeritus, Norm. That's when you're really getting old. Hey, Norm, you're out there across the country talking to people and doing business in multiple markets. What's your evaluation? What's your opinion of how the economy is going right now?
Well, you know, everybody sees the stock market going up every day now, and they think everything's okay, and that's not really true.
That's not the real economy.
No, it's not the real economy, and the landscape is changing. Let me start with jobs first. You see, unemployment's really high; it's over 9% and stuff. But yet, we have jobs that go for wanting because our populace isn't educated in the jobs that are available. So the education system really has to address that. There's plenty of jobs out there if you have the right education for the job itself.
You know, Norm, in May, I spoke to two groups and these were all these particular two groups were all people who had mature businesses. There weren't any startups in the room. And I asked both of those groups what was their biggest problem. Not one of them said healthcare. Not one of them said getting money from a bank. Not one of them said anything about the economy. None of them said I need more sales, like often people do. The biggest concern, the consensus was finding qualified people. Now, how about that?
With millions
of people unemployed, that's their big problem. There's a cruel irony there, isn't there?
There is, and what's happened is that a big part of our workforce didn't educate themselves into this new world of computers and what's happening. And if I have anything to say to the parents that are listening, is that make sure your kids get a good education, and an education that's going forward. Because, you know, what's happening now in the economy won't last forever.
But, you know, what I'm worried about, I'm not so much, believe it or not, I'm not worried about the kids as much, because they're actually they're a lot more tech savvy. And I mean, I'm not worried about those. I'm worried about the 40, 50-somethings that did not keep up with the marketplace, that have, you know, the companies that they used to work for that failed because they couldn't come into the 21st century. You know, the businesses may be gone, but they're still human beings. They're still alive. Those are the people I'm worried about.
And you're absolutely right about that. I gave a speech a few weeks ago, and I said the people who are in their 50s and early 60s are going to find it almost impossible to get a job in this new economy. And that's a problem. And that problem won't go away anytime shortly. And so you asked me a question about the economy. And so my answer, which I didn't give you yet, is that from the start of this malaise, which was the end of 2007, the beginning of 2008, until 2018, will take us that long to get our unemployment back down to low single digits, and to get back where we were before. But
you're talking six, 7 more years.
Yeah, I'm talking 6-7 years. And that, but that doesn't mean that there's not opportunities out there, especially for the people who are listening to your program, the entrepreneurs. There's so much opportunity out there. You know, you and I had a discussion a few seconds ago before I went on about new businesses. We're opening up 3 new and separate businesses. Mm-hmm. The opportunities are there. My dad used to have an expression. He said, there's $1 million under your shoe. And I used to keep looking under my shoe, and I didn't understand until I was much older what he meant was.
What he was talking about.
Meant was that there's opportunities all around you, right, but you have to keep your eyes open to find them.
Norm Brodsky, ladies and gentlemen, senior contributor, not emeritus yet, but senior contributing editor to Inc. Magazine, the author, the co-author, along with Bo Burlingham, of The Knack. And he and I will be right back. More of Norm's wisdom after these messages. Stay with us.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on Johnny, he was holding.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.